You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
So on the show last night, you'll remember we spoke to the Competition Commission's Mapato Ramogoba, Divisional Manager of Market Conduct, on its decision to reject the Board of Healthcare Funders' application to have its members exempt from Section 4 of Chapter 2 of the Competition Act, an instrument that prohibits agreements between competitors that lessen or prevent competition in a market. And this evening, we get to speak to the BHF to get their side of the story. And thank you to Katlego Muthuri, Managing Director of the Board of Healthcare Funders, for bringing this to our attention, because there is some clarity that you would like to bring to light. Thank you so much, Mr. Muthuri. Please go for it.
Hi, Dudu. How are you?
Well, and you, sir?
I'm all right.
Thank you.
I think the it's unfortunate that the Competition Commission, after 3 years of waiting, decided not to grant our application. Surprising, because our application was on the back of their own recommendations following the Health Market Inquiry report, which, among other things, indicated that there was a need for price regulation, which was transparent. We were concerned that the report was released in 2019, and a number of recommendations came out, but both the Department of Health as well as the Council for Medical Teams have to date not implemented a single one. While we see the sustainability of the medical aid scheme being put at risk. So we sent in an application 3 years ago, as I said, and asked them to allow us to start negotiating on behalf of our members. We are surprised that they're saying that that will have an impact of tilting the market. And the fact is, the market is already tilted, and this is also according to their report. It is not fair on the small entities, because the big schemes are able to negotiate fair pricing for their members, because they've got food spend, etc. But the smaller entities do not enjoy those figures. And we thought that with the escalating prices and cost of private health care, they would have jumped at the opportunity to allow us.
So essentially, what's good for the goose in this case is not good for the gander. So what options are then available to you, if at all?
We have the opportunity of appealing to the Competition Commission Tribunal. We've got 20 days to study this and then do the submission, which is exactly what you are going to do.
Okay, so you'll definitely be appealing this, because when we spoke to the Competition Commission yesterday, we also put it to them that in terms of their findings, what did they find when it comes to the consumer, right? So a person who would have medical aid, and what their considerations were. And they said, well, we were considering people with medical aid, but you've also got people with medical aid that are in the not so bigger scheme. So how should we understand that, or how do you understand that?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. I mean, I listened to the comment about them saying that the industry is not at risk. You would have to do schemes this year that most of the schemes have got above 10% increases for their contributors. Mm. It's not indicative of a market that is stable. And I think it's disingenuous for the commission to say that there is stability. This was actually brought on by the National Department of Health in 2014 already, to saying that the increases are unknown. So the barriers to entry have been increasing, and a lot of people are actually finding it difficult to belong to medical aid scheme because of the increase yearly that are quite astronomical.
Thank you so much, sir, for the clarity and letting us know that you definitely will be taking this on appeal. So we'll be keeping a very keen eye on developments where this is concerned. Katlego Muthuri is the Managing Director of the Board of Healthcare Funders.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.